It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite Hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports boosters.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
It's Friday. It's March. That means madness and basketball. Tonight it's the boys' turn. We're back in Class 3A at Substate, and the elimination process continues. A doubleheader tonight as Marysville and Pleasant Ridge will tip off in the opener, followed by a Big Seven League third meeting this year between Royal Valley and Jeff West. Good evening, basketball fans, live from Sabetha High School, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined tonight by Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. We had a couple of good girls' games last night, and now it's the boys' turn here this evening. Should be a couple of pretty competitive ball games. In fact, that Big Seven League rematch, Royal Valley and Jeff West have played two games, both decided by 2 points, and one of them went to overtime earlier here this season. Pleasant Ridge, though, in this first game is the number 3 seed, and Marysville is the number 2 seed. The Bulldogs are 17-3 after beating Sabetha by 9 in the opening round on Tuesday. Pleasant Ridge has come in here after an overtime win against Hiawatha, winning just 64-61 on Tuesday night as the Rams able to escape in that one. So two unfamiliar teams that truly don't even have a lot of common opponents, but both teams have had really good seasons. In fact, Marysville playing some incredible ball. They've not lost since the middle of January. The Bulldogs come into tonight having won 11 consecutive games, and they've avenged two of their three losses this season by beating Abilene and Wamego here in the last week. For Pleasant Ridge, a record for them of 14-5. The Rams, who won 11 games last year and brought all five starters back, started this season 8-0, but then had a few losses in the middle portion of the season before getting back on track to finish the regular campaign against Oskaloosa and then beating Hiawatha earlier this week. So the two winners will advance to play Saturday in the 5 p.m. championship game of this 3A Substate at Sabetha High School. Logan, it should be pretty fun. Marysville, a team that you've seen play a couple times this season, including against Sabetha. It looks like it's the Bulldog squad that's here peaking at the right time.
Yeah, and obviously Tuesday night, Sabetha, they came out and started strong against Marysville over in Marysville. They were up 7-0, and Marysville just kind of like, whoa, where the heck did this team come from, you know, because Sabetha only having 3 wins on the year, went into that one thinking they could get the win. Marysville, they just fought back, and they were able to walk away and advance to tonight. And to your point, Justin, last night we had two great games. Obviously the first one, the score, you know, doesn't show that. Nemaha Central decidedly easily to win that one, compared to the second game, which went to overtime. But both games tonight look like they're going to be really, really great matchups. And whoever wins this game and whoever wins the one later, we hope that that's going to be a really great matchup on Saturday. And you also think about it this way, Justin. Compared to the two sides of the bracket on the first round, you would think the Royal Valley and Jeff West side was probably the heavier side, obviously, because you had Seneca in there as well and Oskaloosa. So this side, a lot of people would say maybe it's a little easier, but these two teams look like they're going to try to battle this one out and see if you can walk away to advance to Saturday.
The third member of our broadcast crew tonight is Kellen Russell, who's most recently removed from high school. So, Kellen, as I've seen all these Substate games over the last week or so, seems like all of them have started kind of slow. It seems like the players a little bit of stress and extra nerves when your season's on the line. Tell me, as a player, how do you, you know, like, want to step up your game, obviously, in a Substate type of atmosphere, but yet, you know, you want to keep doing what you've been doing in practice and all season long as well. What's that like as a player, you feel like, and what's kind of the key to staying even keeled?
Yeah, it was definitely a stressful process, but really starting out quick, getting the rebound, getting that ball outlet, and getting down the floor is really always a plus for us. when we were in high school, and just getting that momentum going and just getting the feel of it, feel of the game in the gym. Always being in a different gym is always tough for players, so just really getting the feel for the game is always important.
Here's the starting lineups tonight. Marysville's the visitors. They're coached by Scott Brown. It's his seventh season. And the starters include 6'2 senior Zach Haisley, also 6' senior Gavin Pischel, their leading scorer at 15 points a game. Briar O'Neill, a 6'2 senior. Jackson Rader, a 5'10 senior. And also Ben Kirkland, a 5'10 senior for Marysville. So five seniors in their starting lineup. For Pleasant Ridge, under a first-year head coach and Isaac Armilio, the Rams starters include senior Chase Wolgamuth, junior Walker Adams, the leader at 12 points a game. Senior Connor Gibson is their leader, 11 points per outing. And also starting is Justin Johnson, a junior, and Mason Hawk, a senior for the Rams. Pleasant Ridge is 14-5, Marysville 17-3. Let's take a pregame timeout. We're back with the tip-off of this boys' 3A sub-state semifinal here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices, that's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Sign up for Rainbow's 25 megabits internet and receive $15 off per month for 6 months. Or sign up for Rainbow's 50 megabits or higher internet plan and receive $30 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term details and more information.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to Samantha High School. We are just underway with Pleasant Ridge as the visitors, the number 3 seed in the road, Navy Blues and Gold. Moving right to left on your radio dial, but a charge foul on the first possession as Connor Gibson, one of the senior leaders for this Rams team, is hit with the charge foul, and now an offensive foul called against Marysville at the other end. The Bulldogs in the home whites moving from left to right, and they'll have a foul here on Zach Haisley, 6'2 senior. So no score. We're 40 seconds in, and the Rams will have the basketball. Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell, our studio engineer tonight. Seth Tollefson will have a scoreboard show coming up after both games later tonight. It'll be Jeff West and Royal Valley coming up in the second game tonight around 8 p.m. Here's Walker Adams into the lane. Hawk can't get a shot off. He kicks it out. Johnson drives, scoots it back to Hawk. Jumper in the boulevard, no good. Rebounded by Haisley. 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. Ben Kirkland to Briar O'Neill around the horn from Gavin Pischel now. He's been hot as of lately. He scored 27 points in two of the last three games. Here's a baseline drive. Shot no good. Kirkland thought there was some contact, but a no call. And now Wolgamuth in transition is called for the travel. Trying to kind of catch it cleanly and get squared up to fire a three. But it's turnover number 2 now on the Rams. Still no score. We talked with Kellen a bit during our Boomer Steakhouse pregame show. As no matter what you think and try to do as a player, it's still just kind of different on a unfamiliar floor in a sub-state with your season on the line and two wins away from advancing to state. Something Pleasant Ridge hasn't done in forever. Marysville actually won 3A state in 2017. They went to 4A state in 2018. 12 wins a couple years ago. Marysville went 18-5 last season. Into the lane goes Jackson Raider. Shot up and it rolls in and through as the Bulldogs draw first blood here tonight. Marysville averaging 56 points per game on the season. Pleasant Ridge can score it as well, but here's one big difference, and that's strength of schedule in these two teams. Nice lob and an easy layup for Mason Hawk as the Rams tie it. But from the Northeast Kansas League, which they won that league this year for the first time in 12 years in boys basketball. Marysville from the North Central Kansas League as they miss a three by Briar O'Neill, but an offensive board here by Kirkland will keep the Bulldogs with the basketball. 5:20 to go, 2-2 tie, quarter number one. O'Neill without the dribble in the far corner to Kirkland. Taking a look here against Walker Adams. Both teams looking to get it inside. Now a kick out three, that's O'Neill. It's no good. Rebound to Haefley and a foul on Pleasant Ridge. This Marysville team kind of reminds me of you and your group, Mr. Kellen Russell. This Marysville team has made 148 three-point shots on the season. So anytime they get a clean look from the perimeter, I feel like the basketball is going to go up.
Yeah, it looks like that so far here quick. They just penetrate and then hit the open shot. None of them are really scared to shoot right now, so it should be a fun first half.
Inbounds for Marysville underneath their own bucket and into the game is Rhett Williams and into the scorebook. The 6'2 sophomore gets a clean look on the right block, so five seniors start, but we'll see Rhett Williams play a lot for the Bulldogs as a sophomore tonight. 5 points and actually leads the team with six rebounds per game. Walker Adams cut through off the handle. That's turnover number three on the Rams. Here comes Marysville. Kirkland near side. O'Neill giving a little bit of room there on the perimeter as Justin Johnson almost daring him to shoot. And now he gets it back, squares up, but doesn't fire this one. Marysville's made 31% of their three-pointers this season. I mean, you don't make 148 without shooting it pretty well. And this time O'Neill tries and misses. Rebound goes to Justin Johnson. Johnson up the court from right to left. Neither one of these teams have a ton of size or really a huge guy inside that they can lean to and pound it down in. Turnover by Pleasant Ridge again. And ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs here. So Marysville players all have, is that a mask that they just wear around their neck as a kind of a collar look when they're out there on the court? Kind of trying to figure that out, but it's uniform for all of them. Kind of a little different look as the Bulldogs get it in underneath their own basket here. Almost half the first quarter gone by. Three-pointer on the left wing. This one is good for Briar O'Neill. So you got to keep shooting, and he knocks down that triple, and the Bulldogs now lead 7-2. Justin Johnson leaving it back for Mason Hawk. Walker Adams lost the handle, and it's on the deck through the legs of Jack Lauer, who came in, a 6'1 sophomore for Marysville. And a jump ball that will give it to the Bulldogs. Back to the bench they go, and now Peyton Smith, yet another sophomore, comes in for Marysville. Ironically enough, no juniors on the 12-person sub-state roster for Coach Scott Brown and the Bulldogs. 3:47 to go here in the opening quarter. Four turnovers on Pleasant Ridge, and I don't have any yet on Marysville.
I don't either.
The lead is five, and the Bulldogs have the basketball. I would say they're fairly heavy favorites in this one, and we got an offensive foul against Marysville trying to hook there on the post-up attempt by Peyton Smith. So that is his first personal, and team fouls even at two.
And that's the one thing, if you're Coach Scott Brown, that you got to like, is even though you're starting a lot of seniors, you got a lot of sophomores that can come in here in the next couple years, and you're still going to have a decent team with the sophomores there.
Rams, top of the key, got to find some offense, but first take care of the basketballs. Gibson gives it off to Logan Bain. He's in for the first time, a junior. Wolgamuth drives, kicks, good ball movement over to Johnson in the far corner. He gets to the elbow across the lane, outside the kick to Wolgamuth, who moves baseline. Faking a three is Bain. Now we'll shoot along two, and it's no good. Better look, more patience, and the Rams took care of the ball, but No points to show for it as they're still down a handful. Here's a three by Gavin Pieschel. No good. Tipped by Smith, but into the hands of Pleasant Ridge. As Hawk controlled it and then lobbed it ahead, and a traveling called on Connor Gibson here in transition. So another turnover for the boys from Easton. Bulldogs showing that deep bench already as they've used three different substitutions and now starting to rotate some guys back in there after a little rest. Leading by a nickel. 2:50 to go here in the first. Man-to-man defense by Pleasant Ridge. Down low on the block. Power dribble Smith. Turns and shoots and is fouled. This will result in our first two free throws of the night. And it's one thing to say this Marysville team's made 149 threes, but this is my first chance to watch them tonight. And one thing I feel like they're doing a good job of is getting some paint touches, at least looking inside, which should open up outside shots on the kickout passes.
And that's what they did Tuesday night to come back and beat Sabessa. They just got it inside, and then they just kicked it out, especially Jack Lowyer, the sophomore. He was able to find a rhythm, and that just kind of doomed Sabessa's chances Tuesday.
First free throw good for Smith. Second free throw good as well. Yeah, Lauer had 17 against Sabessa on Tuesday night, but that was a pretty close game all the way through. Marysville able to finish and win at 57-48 for their 11th consecutive win. Pleasant Ridge down 9-2 now with the basketball. Wolgamuth on the baseline, and he charged. Foul number 4 on Pleasant Ridge. That's the second offensive foul by P. Ridge. So Marysville's taken a couple. First personal on Wolgamuth. As Johnson will go out and Devin Stutes comes in. He's kind of a spark off the bench. He can shoot it. 6.5 points a game for Stutes, the junior. Marysville, though, having their way here in the first 6 minutes. Up top for three. A clean look for Williams. That no good. Rebound chased down by Jackson Rader. Bonus possession here for the Bulldogs. Rader gets it back, and he kicks it over on the left side to Kirkland. And now Jack Lauer had that big game Tuesday. Deflection by Pleasant Ridge. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Skip pass, Kirkland. Now Rader near side to Lauer. Pleasant Ridge has gone to a zone here. It could be a tough team to play zone against. Marysville very guard-oriented. All their guys can pop from deep. Here's Kirkland to three. Right on cue. Another Bulldog triple. Their 150th made this season. And the lead is double digits. Marysville on a run, leading 12-2. Bain up top to Matt Schmidt. He's a senior off the bench. One of the taller Pleasant Ridge guys out there. Stutes with the neon green sneakers hands it off to Gibson. And the clock going to the 1 minute mark here in the first quarter. Pleasant Ridge with 6 turnovers here in the first frame. Wolgamuth wants to drive. Baseline. Gives it to Stutes up top and open three. Gibson hit it. A desperately needed shot there by Pleasant Ridge. The 3-pointer counts. And then we had a foul actually for Pleasant Ridge pushing off, trying to get the rebound. I did not see that action, but the foul is the 5th on the Rams, and it's personal number 1 on Matt Schmidt. 3 different Marysville players check in. They lead 12-5. The winner of this game gets either Royal Valley. I see Coach Brown and Coach O'Neill over there getting a little scout on this game as Royal Valley will host Jeff West here coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. They played twice, both games decided by 2, and 1 went to overtime. That should be a big 7-league classic coming up here later tonight from Sabessa High School. Several other games in the area tonight. We'll keep you updated on all of them. Holton boys playing at Wamego tonight. Got a couple games on 92.1 and boys action from Centralia High School that we'll update you on. For 2A, it's girls games tonight at Valley Heights. Here's a three. This one is missed by Pieschel. He's yet to get going offensively, but Pleasant Ridge can't hang on to the rebound as it's out of bounds. The Bulldogs will keep it with 3.6 seconds to go in the quarter. So time for one or two quick passes, maybe a dribble, but the shot's got to come pretty quickly. Bulldogs have it knocked out of bounds. Second came off the clock. Good defense there by Devin Stutes. And now even less time for an extra pass or a dribble as Coach Brown going to substitute Rhett Williams into this game. Briar O'Neill will trigger it in. Lob, Williams caught it, dribbled, went up, and no good. A tip not in time by Briar O'Neill either. But a good 8-minute start for the Marysville Bulldogs as they lead 12-5 against Pleasant Ridge. Class 3A boys sub-state basketball continues after a 1-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KSDA.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Houlton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Houlton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to action. Start of the second quarter. Three-pointer for Pleasant Ridge. Look out. Here come the Rams after trailing early 12-2. They've hit back-to-back triples to end the first and start the second quarter. That one by Walker Adams. And it's 12-8. Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. We're on the Sabetha channel with live video and audio at msesports.net. Click listen live and select the Sabetha channel. Marysville and the home whites, the number two seed in this sub-state. Get a three-point shot from Raider. That's high off the rim. No good. Pleasant Ridge with the rebound. Nice board by Schmidt, but then the outlet pass through the hands of Gibson and out of play. And Gibson kind of hobbling there, but now he's holding his left arm. I didn't see what happened. He's got that arm in a sleeve. But kind of grimacing holding the left knee a little bit. Kind of limping, isn't he?
Yeah, it looks like he maybe kind of tweaked it a little bit.
At seven turnovers, though, against Pleasant Ridge, and if they're going to stay in this game, they're going to have to find a way to take better care of the basketball, get rid of the nerves, and settle down a bit. Only trail by four here currently, but giving the Bulldogs this extra possession. We'll reset the lineup presented by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Check out their vehicles online at holthouseautohouse.com. Williams on the baseline, across to Raider, fakes the pass, takes the three, long rebound, Pleasant Ridge gets to it, and ahead of the pack, it's Devin Stutes all the way, knocked away, and stolen by Marysville. Good hustle back there by the Bulldogs defensively. Gavin Pischel into the lane, a floater, good! Off the window, count it! So two Pleasant Ridge turnovers, and now a basket for the first points by Gavin Pischel here tonight.
That was a very impressive full court dive to the hole, too, from Pischel being hounded by the defender and just laying it off the glass. Really good move from him, from the senior.
Did you play against Gabe Pischel, his older brother? Man, he was a star at Marysville. Remember broadcasting some of his games as Gavin completes the three-point play.
Yeah, luckily I only had to play him when he was a freshman, or else he probably would have made me feel bad. Pretty good.
Was good. Went on to play some college hoops as well. So a big three-point play there. Makes Marysville leading 15-8. And we got a foul underneath the basket. This one away from the ball. Six fouls on Pleasant Ridge. This one's going to be number three against Marysville with 6:15 to go in this first half. Foul on Rhett Williams. No player has more than one personal, I don't believe, here so far tonight. Three-point shot by Adams. Smith on the bank. Rebound by Marysville as Williams turns and finds an outlet to Pischel. Near side of the court from left to right. Bulldogs pass it ahead to Jack Lauer, Pischel, Briar O'Neill, Ben Kirkland, and Rhett Williams for Coach Scott Brown's Bulldog squad. For Pleasant Ridge, Chase Wolgemuth, Devin Stutz, Matt Schmidt, also Logan Bain, and Walker Adams out there. Adams has the neon, what do you call, are those orange or yellow? Here's a steal. Rams take it away. Adams unable to get going in transition. Now we're 5-on-5. He'll kick it top of the key. Penetrating is Adams. Kicks it near side and a carry of the basketball. Three-pointer didn't go anyway for Devin Stutz, but yet another turnover on Pleasant Ridge. So what are you guys thinking on the shoe color? It's easy to figure out neon green for Devin Stutz, but what are you thinking on Walker Adams' sneakers?
Maybe like a gold to try to match the uniform a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. I think it's orange, but that's just me from up here.
I do like the neon green, though.
It is pretty close to orange, just not a dark orange. It's kind of a light neon orange. I think I could buy that as the clock rolls here, down near 5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Marysville, the offense starting around the perimeter. Now looking inside to Kirkland. Nice find on the baseline, but the missed jumper by Peyton Smith going to the basket. Pleasant Ridge passes it ahead. Catching up to it is Stutz. Sends his teammate to the other side. Pass to Bay. Now in the near corner, Wolgemuth. And it's touched out of bounds by Marysville, who leads by 7 with 4:41 to go till halftime. Jackson Raider back in. And for P. Ridge, Justin Johnson returns, and we get a timeout called for the first time tonight. Pleasant Ridge will take this timeout, and we'll take it with them. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack located just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. We return in half a minute here on Kansaland Radio.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you. Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell alongside. B. Ridge with the basketball out of a timeout and a collision. And the foul will be called against Jackson Raider, who hit the deck there, looking to defend Walker Adams. Foul number 4 on Marysville and the first on Jackson Raider. 4:24 to go in this second quarter. During our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show tonight, in both games, we'll pick a player to bank on. That's sponsored by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Logan Bain to the right side. Baseline drive shot blocked from behind by Briar O'Neill, but the Rams keep the basketball. Students can't get off a shot. Bain on the near wing. In some trouble now without the dribble. He hands it off to Stutz. Why did the buzzer, the horn sound there? That's kind of weird. Coach Yaramillo for Pleasant Ridge was complaining about something, and the horn actually sounded, I think, about the time they whistled a charge foul there. But I don't know why. Is there some kind of...
I don't believe the clock started. I have it at 3:56 on here.
Ah, you're right. So our clock operator is better than theirs. That's good to know, at least on this occasion. And maybe a little bit of blood on Walker Adams' leg as well. He just, you know, I talked earlier, he has the sleeve on the right leg, and now he's got a nice tape job on the left leg. They're going to discuss how much time to put on this clock. It's 15-8 Marysville.
We had this incident last night in one of the girls' games as well.
Yes, we did. And it took us several minutes to figure that out. We could tell them, but I don't think they'll probably ask us. Of course, nothing happened, I guess. except the charge foul there against Pleasant Ridge, which, by the way, was their seventh foul. Who did they call that one on?
Adams?
Oh, Stutes, okay. So first personal on him, and they're not going to take any more time off the clock, so we're going to play here with 4:20 to go. And the clock will roll now here in this second quarter. Marysville led early 12-2. Set the tone early in this game. Rader fakes the 3D, got by his defender, and pops a triple and hit it. Jackson Rader, the third different Bulldog, to hit from deep. That's his 51st three-point basket of the year. Lead back to double digits. Stutes against the Bulldog man-to-man. Stutes gets rid of Lauer. Now double-team good help defense there came from Peyton Smith. Into the high post area, it's Johnson. He's double-teamed and kicks to Maine, who's nice pass down low to Justin Johnson, results in an easy wide-open two-point basket. That was about the best offensive set ball movement we've seen for Pleasant Ridge so far. But it's 18-8. Three-point shot again. This one high off the rim, no good. And an over-the-back rebound as Rader misfired. And over the back is Jack Lauer. His first, team's fifth. So Marysville's three losses this year to Abilene and Wamego, although they then beat both those teams in the North Central Kansas League as well. They went 10-2 in the North Central Kansas League at Marysville this year. Their one other loss was to Nemaha Central. It actually was their worst loss of the year. They lost by 12 to Nemaha Central. That was the last time they lost a game as well, back on January 21st in Seneca during that Thunder Classic. Pleasant Ridge against the man-to-man. Johnson lost the handle. That's 10 turnovers now on Pleasant Ridge. And I still don't have Marysville for a turnover. Shot off the glass. No good by Briar O'Neill. Rams want a run. Three-point shot by Stutes. In and out and off the window and off the front of the rim one more time, but never went down. That would have made it a five-point game. Fake right, pass left. Now the shot, another three. This one in and out by Gavin Pieschel. And Pleasant Ridge saves it in off of Rhett Williams. Good hustle there by Devin Stutes. We were talking about the rims a little bit last night. Not always the softest or kind rims that you'll find in a high school basketball gymnasium. And both teams may be experiencing that just a little bit here in the first half. There's Johnson down low. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kirkland. O'Neill. Breyer at 6'2", 6'3", about the tallest that Marysville has in their eight-man rotation. But really, all their guys are guards. They really don't have a true post. Maybe Rhett Williams the closest that comes to that. As O'Neill has it up top between the circles. Pleasant Ridge in a 2-3 zone. Well, you'd think some skip passes could result in some threes. There's a skip pass and a fake triple by O'Neill. Marysville content to work it up 8. Minute 35 to go here in the second quarter. I might have missed one, but I'm pretty sure the only common... I don't think there is any common opponents between these two teams. I don't think Marysville played Hiawatha in that midseason tournament. Pleasant Ridge, here's a three-point shot by Ben Kirkland. His second triple, and it's 21-10. And a carry of the basketball against Connor Gibson. Boy, turnovers 11-0. I mean, that kind of says it all, doesn't it? It's 11-point advantage on the scoreboard.
That and the three-point shot from Marysville, just able to knock them down.
Yeah, they've hit four. Pleasant Ridge has hit a couple, but they've given away a lot of possessions where they haven't been able to shoot because of the turnovers. Double team, and the ball ripped away from Gavin Pieschel, and there's Marysville's first turnover. Pass ahead, Wolgemuth pulls up on the baseline. A jumper from 8 is good. First points for Chase Wolgemuth. The fifth different Ram to score a field goal. But they're down by 9. 35 seconds left to go here in the half.
Through the lane goes O'Neill, kick in the corner, another three. This one missed badly by Pischel, and out of bounds, it'll stay with Marysville. Since the Bulldogs have an inbounds play, Jack Lauer will come in, replacing Rhett Williams. Inbounds pass to Raider, up top to Lauer. He'll fire a three straight away. It's no good. Offensive board, though, by Kirkland. And Marysville's got quite a few second, third chance opportunities. Here's Steele. Great defense by Walker Adams. He's going to get a jump ball out of this, I think, as he had poked it away from Gavin Pischel. And the possession arrow will stay with Marysville. They now have 15 seconds to shoot. We can see some good defense at times by Pleasant Ridge. But even when they've gotten deflections, it hasn't always resulted in forcing a turnover. They've played pretty aggressive. Bulldogs on a little weave here. Now 6 seconds to shoot. O'Neill, left side, three-point basket is no good by Pischel. Half-court shot from Pleasant Ridge. Devin Stutes, no, off the window, and it won't go. Our score at the break, Marysville 21, Pleasant Ridge 12. A 12-5 first quarter and a 9-7 second quarter advantage for the Bulldogs. It's 3A Boys Substate Hoops, live from Sabetha on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
It's spring. Time to push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heiner Repair during their big spring sales event. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available. With approved credit, see Heiner for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of tough. And you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heiner Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinerRepair.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome back to Sabetha High School. Later tonight at 8 p.m., it'll be Royal Valley against Jeff West. Right now it's halftime, and Marysville leads Pleasant Ridge. The score is 21-12. Marysville jumped out a 12-2 lead early in this game before Pleasant Ridge hit a three that made it 12-5 at the end of one quarter. Marysville got the lead up to as many as 12. That was an 18-6 lead, but it's currently a 9-point margin here at halftime, 21-12. Before I talk about too much more or share my thoughts on the first half statistics, I'll let both Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell chime in a little bit. Logan, we'll start with you. What do you
think it's kind of the difference, or your assessment of what you've seen from the first 16 minutes of basketball here tonight?
So far, both teams, they've been trying to go up and down the floor quick. The one biggest difference is obviously the turnovers. Pleasant Ridge, they have 11. Marysville just one. And then you also throw in the three-point shot that Marysville's made as well. That's not going to be a good thing for Pleasant Ridge, especially in the second half. If you let that kind of stuff keep happening, you're going to have to limit the turnovers in the second half, and you're definitely going to have to get out and guard Marysville to keep them from hitting more threes.
A little bit surprised that Pleasant Ridge played as much zone as they did. I mean, I don't think it's a secret that that's kind of Marysville's game, getting up and down the floor and shooting a lot of perimeter shots with kind of a five-guard-oriented lineup. But for Pleasant Ridge, as Logan mentioned, taking care of the basketball, what do you feel like besides that, maybe, Kellen, that the Rams are going to have to do offensively to be able to get some points and try to come back in this game?
Yeah, I think they keep getting the ball in the corner and driving baseline, and they're getting the passes, but they're kind of forcing turnovers as well with charges or just bad passes. If they can make those crisp passes, or else just, you know, keep your dribble, back it out, then hit a three on the backside. You know, it's, you can tell they definitely want to shoot the three, and it's not, right now it's not really going well because this Marysville team is so unique. It's, you often hear of a player being a 3-and-D type of player, but this whole team is three-pointers, and they're going to suffocate you on defense, and it's a unique team for sure, and it's tough to play against when they shoot the three and they rebound so well.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up that baseline drive. They did do that several times, and I don't know if they ever got any offensive production out of that. And then the two charges are obviously a part of the 11 turnovers that Pleasant Ridge has here at halftime as well. Well, here's the numbers and statistics from the first half. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return, they still have appointments available. You can see either Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking or Kay Author in Holton, or visit NEK Tax Services with Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks just west of Whiting. For the visitors from Pleasant Ridge, they had five different players make one field goal each. Pretty crazy how that turned out. They did not attempt any free throws, but Walker Adams and Connor Gibson both have a three-point bucket, while Chase Wolgemuth, Justin Johnson, and Mason Hawk all have a two-point basket for Pleasant Ridge. For Marysville, they had six different guys score, led by Ben Kirkland with two threes. He's got six. Jackson Rader hit a three and scored five. 3 points for Gavin Pischel on an old-fashioned three-point play. Briar O'Neill made a three-point shot, and then 2 points each for Peyton Smith and Rhett Williams. Marysville was 3-for-3 at the line. 4 three-point baskets, only one turnover, and they have no player with more than one foul. Mason Hawk of Pea Ridge, the only player with more than one personal here in this contest so far. Friday night, the return of our Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. That will follow the Jeff West Royal Valley Boys game that, again, won't tip off until 8 o'clock tonight. No matter when we get this first game done, the gym will be completely cleared. It'll be fogged and sanitized, and then they will allow fans to come back in and not tip until 8 for the Royal Valley Jeff West Boys Contest later here this evening. But we will have a scoreboard show later tonight following that one. Here's a couple other area quick scores. At halftime, Frankfort 24 and Troy 21. That's a boys 1A game from the Centralia Substate. Frankfort 24 and Troy 21. They had a great one there last night as the D-West girls able to beat Frankfort on a last-second shot. The Riverside girls are leading Washington County. That's maybe a bit of a surprise, but the strength of the Big 7 again as the Riverside girls, the number 7 seed, beat the second seed ACCHS on Tuesday, and now tonight they lead 31-25 over Washington County. So the Riverside girls leading in 2A, that is at the Valley Heights Substate. And the other one we were awaiting from the Jeff County North girls. They're playing tonight as well, but don't have a score on that one. The Wetmore boys lead Lynn 17-10. That's in 1A Division 2. So 17-10, Wetmore boys leading Lynn. Hanover will play later tonight in that one. Oh, and the Perry LeCompton boys are playing tonight down at the Wellsville 3A Substate. And it is Perry LeCompton 22, Burlington at 19. So the Perry LeCompton boys lead by three at halftime in that 3A Substate. We owe you one more timeout. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, home of the 110% price match guarantee. Our score is Marysville 21, Pleasant Ridge 12. Second half action from Sabatha coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtel?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care close to home.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, your local shelter agents.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. As we get set to begin this third quarter, it's 21-12. Marysville has never trailed. They led 12-2 and by as many as a dozen, and currently up by 9. Well, I feel like if Pleasant Ridge is going to be a part of this game, they're going to need a pretty good third quarter, and especially these first 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, and especially they got it. We talked about it at halftime. They got to limit the turnovers and not commit as many mistakes here in the second half.
So the teams take the court. Marysville, the number 2 seed in this sub-state. They're in the white. Pleasant Ridge will have the basketball. And again, start the half. The number 3 seed Rams. And Pleasant Ridge will go from left to right on your dial here in the rest of the contest. Reset those Holthouse Auto House lineups for you as well. Wolgamuth, Hawk, Johnson. Here's a lob to Hawk that slipped away. That's turnover number 12 against Pleasant Ridge. Walker Adams and Connor Gibson are the other two out there for Pleasant Ridge. Marysville's first possession of the half. The home whites moving right to left. The runner in the lane. It'll two drop good for Jackson Raider. He now has a game-high 7 points. It's Raider, O'Neill, Pischel, Hafley, and Kirkland, the 5 senior starters for the Bulldogs and Coach Chris Brown. Driving kick, 3-point shot, Connor Gibson, and that's good. Second three of the night for Gibson, averaging 11 points tonight. He also leads Pleasant Ridge in steals and assists a returning All-Northeast Kansas League performer and starter this year. Pleasant Ridge brought all their starters back from last year's 11-win team, and they've won 14 so far. And Pleasant Ridge, maybe a bit surprisingly, still playing in zone, although it looks like they're trying to extend the pressure to the perimeter and guard the three. And that left an open spot for Briar O'Neill in the lane, who's fouled as he tried to square up to the basket. Marysville attempted only three free throws in the first half. And they're going to get two here. That personal is number three on Mason Hawk. Still the only player with more than one personal here tonight. O'Neill's first free throw. No good. He's 59% on the year. Marysville as a team, pretty good. 63% at the charity stripe this year. Marysville started the year 6-3. And since then, they've won 11 consecutive. Second free throw good. Briar O'Neill now has 4 points. Marysville will wait at the timeline and match up man-to-man. Johnson, near side to Wolgamuth. Over to Johnson on the left wing. He's defended by O'Neill. Law pass in for Hawk. Tipped it again, stolen away. Two more Pleasant Ridge turnovers. Now 13-1 in that department. Marysville whips it around the horn to O'Neill in the near corner. 6:15 to go here in the third. We'll pick a Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on at the end of our contest. Ooh, this might be number four on Hawk, as the ball kind of was knocked free there by Gibson up into the air, and then Hawk got there late to try to get it after Marysville had secured it. Indeed, that's the case. So Mason Hawk goes to the bench with four fouls. This is the first time we've seen Gavin Van Dyke, a senior, off the bench for Pleasant Ridge tonight. Pischel, 27 against Chapman and Wamego. Those were the two games before they beat Sabetha in the opening round of sub-state. So Pischel scored 27 in the last two regular season games, both of them for Marysville. Pischel just 3 points so far here tonight. He's got it on the left wing, and now up top to Rader, who finds O'Neill between the circles and dribbles to the far side in front of the Bulldog bench. Two Marysville players waiting to check in. They lead by nine. Pischel looking into the lane, nothing there. Floats it back high to Rader. Marysville brought three starters back from last season. They graduated a pretty deep senior class, but a lot of these guys had a ton of experience, these seniors. Here's a three by Rader, no good. Rebound, though, by Marysville. Is Kirkland able to get it? He's double-teamed, and he's fouled. And that's going to be the third foul on Pleasant Ridge here in the third quarter. And I must have missed it, guys. Was there a little extracurricular there after that foul, or what?
Yeah, it looked like number one for Pleasant Ridge. Kind of gave him a little shove afterwards, kind of getting a little chippy out there.
The foul was on number one, which is Walker Adams, and that is his second personal foul. But team foul number three to the basket. Nice Euro step, and the scoop layup missed by Briar O'Neill. And now a foul on Marysville, as this one on Rhett Williams, who just checked in. Also, Jack Lauer came into the lineup for Marysville. And the Bulldogs going to come and get some full court pressure going here. This could be trouble for Pleasant Ridge. We'll see if they can handle it. Williams got his second foul. Rams break the press, but then lose the basketball. Marysville's got a three-on-one. Rader left side, and the shot, no, but a foul. And Briar O'Neill will head back to the free throw line for two more. And a second personal here on Connor Gibson. 4:55 left in this third quarter. Four fouls now on Pleasant Ridge as O'Neill hits the free throw. This entire 3A Sabetha substate streamed online with the Sabetha channel. Just click listen live to watch free worldwide audio and video at mscsports.net. O'Neill hits them both, and he's got a half dozen. Marysville up 11. Kirkland will pressure Gibson, who gets into the half court but then picks it up. Finds Wolgamuth. That pass deflected. Wolgamuth keeps control. Tries to drive. Nearly lost it. Then threw it up and hit the rim twice, but wouldn't drop. This one off the head of Kirkland, but controlled by Rhett Williams. Now O'Neill near side to Rader. Thought about a three. O'Neill
kicks it over to Kirkland on the right wing. 26-15, Marysville on top. Kirkland, far side. Blows by Stoops. Baseline fakes. Shot blocked by Gavin Van Dyke. That's great help defense there, and a clean block straight up. Johnson scoots it back to Stoops. He throws it to Johnson. He leaves it in the corner to Gibson, who will shoot the three on the wing, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound by Lauer. Kirkland wants to push it now. O'Neill has it for Marysville. Lauer will shoot a three-point shot. That is short off the face of Johnson. And the pass goes ahead to Gibson for Pleasant Ridge. He needs a basket. Gibson drives underneath, and a block foul. Two charges in the first half, but that time it didn't look like Rhett Williams really got there in time and got set. It's going to be his third personal foul.
Yeah, Justin and Logan, I think if Pleasant Ridge wants to make a comeback here, they're going to have to start prioritizing rebounding because they're really not going for the second chance points or letting Marysville get a lot of offensive rebounds. So a lot of second chance points missed for Pleasant Ridge. You've got to get some momentum going.
3:47 left in the third quarter. Inbounds wide open and a layup good for Gavin Van Dyke. Really got a good look there. 26-17, a breakdown for Marysville defensively there underneath the Pleasant Ridge basket. Gavin Pischel has it. Gets in the lane, fakes, now turns, gets an open look and banks it home. Defense kind of left him a little bit. Pischel able to finish. Johnson in transition. No. Rebound to the Bulldogs as Smith clears it. And now Lauer wants to push it ahead. He'll go all the way to Van Dyke, and he slipped down. A no call, very little contact, and then a whistle, and it's against Marysville. There's a slick spot out there or what, but Lauer just kind of lost his feet from underneath him there on his way to the cup. Coach Scott Brown maybe telling him to settle down just a little bit. Foul is the fourth on Rhett Williams. The Marysville didn't get him out. Now he'll go to the bench with four personals. Only Marysville player with more than one foul. Gibson up top to Stoots. Now Wohlgemuth. Man-to-man defense by Marysville. Gibson takes a look. Now backs up from the foul line. Kicks it out to Chase. He drives and kicks. Fake three by Stoots. Gets in trouble down on the baseline. Long skip to Johnson on the right wing. Johnson in the lane. Collision. Charge foul. Third time tonight. It was Jack Lauer that took that contact.
Pleasant Ridge really passing up a lot of open shots there, too. That possession, they had about three shots I thought they could have taken. Try to get something going, but keep passing them up.
Yeah, down 11. I mean, drive and kick it. And they're a team that's made several three-point shots this year. I mean, they can hit some, but they seem to, yeah, just be a little timid. I mean, Marysville's defended well enough that maybe they just anticipate always having a defender in their face whenever they catch the ball instead of thinking maybe shot right when you catch it being more of a triple threat position. Marysville with the ball, still up 11, under 2.5 to go here in the third. Kirkland to the far side, Raider. Down low. Tough turnaround, but change the pivot foot there, and Peyton Smith called for the travel. Only three Marysville turnovers all night. Pleasant Ridge was 14. In for P. Ridge is Logan Bain. Van Dyke at the high post. Gibson with the dribble. Behind the back at the foul line in trouble. Great defense by Smith. O'Neill winds up with the basketball for Marysville off the 15th Ram turnover. Nice move by Raider. Drives and missed the shot. Wohlgemuth had it. Kept the dribble as he slipped down. Then got back on his feet but lost the handle. It was looking pretty good there for a while, but eventually that loss of kind of balance and control prevented Wohlgemuth from maintaining possession. Timeout Rams. Second called timeout by Coach Isaac Ramillo with 1:51 to go here in the third quarter. It is Marysville leading it 28-17 in Class 3A Boys Substate. This semifinal continues in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. 1:51 to go in the third quarter. It's 28-17. And Marysville's got the basketball. Pleasant Ridge with three timeouts remaining. Marysville coach Scott Brown has not had to use one yet in this game. After a 12-2 start, his team's really been in control. Pleasant Ridge gets a deflection by Stutes, and you have to feel like maybe the Rams in that timeout huddle were talking about, hey, he's on the line here. We got to find a new level. They seem to have a little more intensity defensively right now, but they'll be hit with a foul, which is their sixth, but didn't it seem like P. Ridge maybe came out of that timeout a little more aggressive?
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to trap whenever they go to the side, so trying to force turnovers, get something.
First foul on Van Dyke, but now the sixth team foul against Pleasant Ridge. And that'll put Marysville in the bonus the rest of the night. Here's Pichel driving, a teardrop no good. Had the offensive rebound, but Smith couldn't hang on, and it's knocked out of bounds by Pleasant Ridge. And he mentioned it, Kellen. I mean, Rams have definitely been out-rebounded tonight. And they give Marysville another extra possession here. So between turnovers and getting out-rebounded, that probably allowed Marysville to attempt, what, at least twice as many shots as Pleasant Ridge has attempted?
That'd be a great stat to look up. I think you've got to be close to being right.
Still 28-17. We haven't had a ton of scoring. This is a 7-5 third-quarter advantage for Marysville right now. With almost 7 minutes gone by, driving a layup, good by Jack Lauer. It wasn't real pretty there going strong left side, but Lauer able to finish for his first points of the game. Under a minute we go here in the third. Kick it over to Logan Bain, a three-point shot, no good. Offensive board by Wolgemuth. Now without the dribble, Stutes will hand it back to Gibson. Pleasant Ridge facing their biggest deficit of the night now, 13 points. Three-pointer by Wolgemuth with the hand in his face. It's no good. Tip by Van Dyke, but right to Marysville's Briar O'Neill. Now knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Bulldog ball here at half court with 32 seconds remaining. Justin Johnson back in for the Rams. He had to change jerseys, though. He's got a bloody nose that I can see from here. No wonder he's wearing 22 now instead of 23. He's got something in the nose. Looks like a wrestler right now. Trouble keeping that in check at the moment. Marysville may be holding for the final shot of this third quarter. 12 seconds left. Devin Pichel bumped, and the ball knocked free, and the Rams come away with it. It's a wide-open layup, and that's Logan Bain scoring for the first time tonight. Crossed half court with 3 seconds left. Shot at the buzzer by Raiders. No good, and it's still an 11-point game. Marysville 30, Pleasant Ridge 19. On to the fourth quarter in 1 minute. Here on FM 103.9 KNZA and the Sabetha channel at MSDSports.net.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
I just got a text saying this.
And we're back to start the fourth quarter. 30-19, Marysville with the lead. Bulldogs have the basketball here to start the fourth quarter. Pleasant Ridge, no fouls to give. Bulldogs will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Making a three, the drive by Lauer, kick near side, Kirkland a triple, no good. Offensive rebound, power dribble, up goes Lauer, the bank shot, no. But another offensive board by Kirkland, now on the deck, and Pleasant Ridge rolled out of bounds with it. So Marysville will get yet another opportunity here on this possession. I don't know if either team or coach probably feels like they've played great basketball much of the night. I mean, I don't think either team would tell you this is one of their top 10 games played this season. Three-point shot by Lauer, no good. Kirkland came in and tipped it, but it's out off him. And I mentioned it at halftime going into the third that P. Ridge needed to kind of do something and hit a couple baskets, get a couple stops. So far that hasn't happened, and now they're down to their final minutes of the night and of the season. Lineups brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Gibson to Wolgemuth. Now Justin Johnson gets the feed and scores on the right side down low. He's got 4 points. Also Devin Stutes out there for Pleasant Ridge. And Logan Bain. Marysville on the low block, faking. Shot up, rejected by Connor Gibson. Maybe the Rams will get going here. There's the stop following a basket, and now driving and bumped, and the shot no good by Stutes. Rams wanted a foul called there and didn't get it. They're only down 9. I mean, they had a chance to get it to 7 or so there. See if they can get another stop. Marysville, I feel like, just kind of been on cruise control for a while. And a foul on Pleasant Ridge with 6:26 left to go tonight. It's going to result in a 1-1. Chase Wolgemuth picks up his second personal, joining Adams and Gibson with 2 fouls, but Mason Hawks been on the bench most of this half, it seems like, with 4 personals for Pleasant Ridge. Walker Adams back in for Pleasant Ridge. He'll no doubt be the leader of this team next year, him and Justin Johnson. Missed front end, 1-1 there. Second miss for Marysville at the free throw line, but then Pleasant Ridge turns it over. Gibson can't quite hang on to the pass. I got 17 turnovers on Pleasant Ridge.
17-4.
Yeah. Makes it tough. I mean, you look at 17-4 turnovers, and you look at the rebounds, which we don't keep statistically, officially, but, I mean, those two stats you'd look at, you'd think Marysville is up by 30, probably. Here's a missed shot for the Bulldogs. Pleasant Ridge gets it ahead, so, I mean, Pleasant Ridge, I guess, for as much as they've turned it over and their lack of rebounding, they got to be fortunate. I mean, they're still in this game. I mean, there's plenty of time left. Gibson, near side, Adams, down low again. Johnson makes another easy layup. Maybe the Rams have found something a little bit here on the right side.
Yeah, back-to-back buckets off that flip screen. Looks pretty easy for them to get that going.
30-23, we do have a 7-point game. 5.5 minutes remaining. Closest P. Ridge has been in a while. Gavin Pichel. Nobody from Marysville has more than 7 points tonight. O'Neill kicks it up top. Kirkland drives, gets into the lane. Shot, and he drew the foul. It's going to be the third on Wolgemuth. It will result in 2 free throws. Marysville has attacked, but they haven't always been able to finish baskets at the rim here tonight. And as I look over and see the Royal Valley coaches scouting this game, I haven't seen the Jeff West coaches here tonight, but I've seen Royal Valley's. And I mean, I don't know if this is a true indication of what these teams are, but
And this isn't a knock on these two teams, but it's just the way this game's gone on. I think Grohl Valley is probably sitting over there. Their coach is feeling pretty positive about if they can get to Saturday. One of two free throws good for Ben Kirkland. So the lead is 8. After missed 1-1 a moment ago. Here's a drive, and Wolgamuth is fouled. And this will be the first Pleasant Ridge free throw of the night. How about that? With under 5 minutes to go, P. Ridge going to get to the foul line for the first time. Foul against Jack Lauer. I mean, for teams that are both scoring more than 55 points per game on average this season, neither one's going to get anywhere close to that tonight. That's the first free throw good for Wolgamuth. He's got 3 points in this game. Pleasant Ridge played St. Thomas Aquinas this year. That was one of their 5 losses. 5A, 6A school. Wolgamuth hit both free throws. Their other losses were to Valley Falls. Only team they lost to in the league. They lost to Tonganoxie, and they lost to Perry Lecompton by 6 points. Yep. Took care of business in the Northeast Kansas League, able to win that title for the first time in 12 years. And it's a two-possession game right now after Wolgamuth's two free throws. 31-25. Big collision in the lane. A kick out 3. No good. Boy, Pleasant Ridge fans really wanted a charge there on Jack Lauer. It was a no call. And then a carry against Walker Adams. How many times have we seen Pleasant Ridge just called for that carry tonight? It has to be close to a handful. And that hurts because, I mean, they had a chance to make this a what? Three-point, one-possession game. And, I mean, they're in it. If they could get this down to 2, 3, 4 points, you feel like Marysville may feel some pressure for the first time tonight. I don't know if they feel it yet. Still up 6 with 4.5 to go.
Yeah, Adams is Pleasant Ridge's best scorer, and he just has not gotten in a rhythm. I think he has 1-3, but a lot of turnovers that are pretty ill-advised.
Here's a Marysville turnover. Can the Rams capitalize? 3-on-2 in transition. Reverse layup. Missed by Gibson, but he gets his own rebound. Goes up and missed again. And now a tip out, but I think it's over the bag. Gibson frustrated there. He thought he had a couple decent looks at it. And again, Pleasant Ridge had a chance to make this like a 4-point game with 4 minutes to go. I just feel like Marysville's leaving this door about as wide open as they possibly can, but P. Ridge can't find a way to break through it. Third foul against Connor Gibson, and it's team foul number 9. So we go to the other end. The last 1-1 this evening, it's Ben Kirkland who will shoot a 1-1 here for Marysville. 4:07 to go. Yeah, this one's not been real pretty. Free throw good for Kirkland. He's got 8. Who missed the 1-1 for Marysville earlier here in the fourth quarter, Logan? Is that O'Neill?
I believe so.
I'd missed one of the free throws. As they missed a 1-1, it quickly went to the other end. The second free throw, no good for Kirkland. Now long pass ahead to Gibson in front of the Pleasant Ridge bench. 3 timeouts left. Here's a long 3 by Walker Adams. High off the rim, no good. That would have made it a 4-point game, but again, Pleasant Ridge can't capitalize, and now they're going to apply a little full-court pressure. They cannot really foul. Marysville faking the 3. That's probably a good decision by Briar O'Neill. Up 7. Let's work on the clock. Get a better shot. How about a layup? But they're going to wipe it off. Don't count the layup by Briar O'Neill as he just freight trained Chase Wolgamuth. Timeout Bulldogs. Coach Brown takes his first timeout of the game with 3:39 to go. Briar O'Neill, his first foul on the charge. It's the 5th team foul as we head to a timeout. They're checking on Wolgamuth to make sure he's okay because, man, that was a heck of a charge that he just took there. 32-25, Bulldogs by 7. And we're back in half a minute here on KNZA.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota in Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell back with you in Sabatha. Don't forget, we'll have quite a long break. Some local news and weather and music courtesy of Seth Tollefson coming up for about 45 minutes. And then second game tonight at 8 p.m., Jeff West and Royal Valley. 32-25, Marysville's led throughout this game. Led early 12-2, but they have not quite been able to put Pleasant Ridge yet. Haven't put them away. They're Ames. 2-3 point shot. It's Stoops. It's no good. Bulldogs rebound. And a foul on Walker Adams of Pleasant Ridge. Boy, if Pleasant Ridge would have found a way to make just a couple shots here, I feel like I've said three or four times they had a chance with the ball to cut it down to 3 or 4 points. Just haven't quite been able to get that close.
Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier. These rims in Sabatha are pretty tight, pretty hard to get the easy roll. So I think 15, Gibson had a layup or two missed earlier than that. Three looked like it should have gone in, but not very easy to get them to roll here.
Marysville could help themselves out here with a little breathing room if they could make some free throws. And they do make the second of two. That's Briar O'Neill, who now has 7 points. For Marysville, we got Kirkland, O'Neill, Lauer, Pischel, and also Rhett Williams with 4 fouls back in the game. Gibson able to create, leaves it over to Justin Johnson, who missed the bunny but got his own miss. Now in the far corner, it's Devin Stoots. Long three by Adams straight away. That's no good. Rebound to Marysville. Still 33-25, Bulldogs. Pischel sprints ahead. Everybody left him at the left elbow, but he kicks it up top to O'Neill. Pleasant Ridge trying to scramble and trap, and they'll commit their 11th foul of the second half and give the Bulldogs a couple more free throws here with 2:46 remaining. Second personal foul on Devin Stoops. Briar O'Neill at the line made one of two a moment ago and misses the first again this time. Marysville made 4 3-pointers in the first half. You guys know how many they've made here in the second half? Zero. It's kind of their MO. I guess that's why they only have 33 points, like half of their season average here. And the second free throw good for Briar O'Neill. O'Neill has 8. Kirkland has 8. Raider has 7. Bulldogs have been pretty balanced all year. And Pleasant Ridge lost the handle on the basketball. That's turnover number 19. And now maybe he's starting to get away. Marysville by 9. Pleasant Ridge scrambling. Lauer over in the far corner to Williams. Lob it back up top to Kirkland. Skips it near side to O'Neill. This is now a game of keep away. Driving is Pischel, and he got his arms just kind of hooked and held there. And Gavin Pischel is the best Marysville free throw shooter at 78% this year. He's going to get a couple here to try to retake a double-digit lead. Pischel has just 5 points tonight. And he misses the first free throw. Personal on Walker Adams was his fourth. So Adams and Hawk both have 4 fouls. Gibson and Wolgamuth each have 3 for Pleasant Ridge. Pischel's second one, no good. Man, Marysville's missed 6 free throws already here in the fourth quarter. Again, they can't push the door shut. A long, long three by Stoots. That's off the rim high, no good. And the rebound to Marysville as Adams went up to try to tip it, but could not. Now a double team in the backcourt. The ball goes to Pischel across the 10-second line to Lauer. We're under 2 minutes to play. Williams in the near corner. Back to Pischel. And with Marysville not shooting free throws well, Pleasant Ridge will foul him again. Down by nine. Pischel, 78%, but just missed two. This is foul number three on Devin Stutes. 1:50 to go. Pischel shoots, and he missed another. I just feel like neither team's had a ton of focus here tonight. Really hasn't been a ton of energy, has there? There's a decent crowd here. It's been kind of a tough game to broadcast as Pischel makes the second. He's now got 6 points. Wohlgemuth on the baseline threw it away. 20 turnovers for Pleasant Ridge. They're down by 10. One-hand baseball pass up the court. Williams caught it. Fakes. Now goes up, and it's swatted up against the glass by Johnson. Pleasant Ridge has it. It's Adams into the half court. Over left side, a quick three. And that's good in transition for Devin Stute. His first points of the night. And the Rams have now made 4 3-point baskets in this game as well. But if they could have got that three to go about 6-7 minutes of basketball time ago, this might be a different game. But right now, it's still 35-28, a 7-point advantage for the Bulldogs. Our timeouts courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. Minute 27 remaining here, and then we'll have the 8 o'clock game tonight for Nemo, or for Jeff West and Royal Valley. Nemo Central got beat by Jeff West, a team they had beaten twice in the year. Boy, Jeff West, don't sleep on them. I mean, they've already played Royal Valley twice to two-point games and once to overtime. That Tiger squad is battle-tested. 7 losses by 6 or less this year. 5 of those losses have actually been by 1 possession. Talk about heartbreak for Jeff West this season. We'll see if they can have the third time be the charm as they take on the Big 7 champs from Royal Valley in the 8 o'clock game tonight. Marysville breaks the pressure. They get a wide open layup by Kirkland, and that's a pretty good way to break a press and pad the lead back to 9. Wohlgemuth staying in there. Now another 3 try. This one is good. Boy, Devin Stutes is kind of caught fire, and neither one of his 3-point baskets were easy. And now a foul that'll put Jack Lauer at the line for 2 for Marysville. 6-point game after a couple triples by Stutes, but maybe Pleasant Ridge better at shooting the tough ones instead of the wide open shots when they were set, huh? Because those last 2 trays by Stutes, man, they were pretty deep, and he was kind of off balance as he fired them. Lauer's first free throw of this game is good.
And Justin, you mentioned this game being kind of tough to call because there's not been much going on. Do we have a double-digit score tonight?
Yeah.
Do we?
Okay. So finally, Kirkland just got 10 a moment ago with that wide-open layup. So he went from 8 to 10, but yeah, that's it.
It seems like no one's really stood out tonight trying to take over the game.
Exactly right. 39-31, Marysville by 8. But again, I don't feel like it's quite open. Pleasant Ridge into the half court. Make the handoff to Gibson, and another 3 by Stutes is no good. He had hit 2, but that long one didn't go on the same spot left wing. And out of the floor and called for the travel is Jack Lauer. Marysville fans all stand up. One guy lost his glasses, and the face mask went flying as well. They thought there was a foul call there, and Lauer went to the deck, and they call him for the travel. So P. Ridge under their own basket. That's only 6 turnovers on Marysville in my book. Adams, stolen, and a foul. Oh, is that a foul on Marysville?
It is. Pischel, I believe.
That looked like a clean steal by Pischel to take it away. These Marysville fans are starting to wonder what the point spread was on this game because it seems like it's staying close. Now a steal. Pischel, nice pass back to the trailer, and a hard, hard foul. Maybe intentional, although it looks like Connor Gibson took a lot of that contact. And fouled was Ben Kirkland, and they're calling the coaching staff over. Was he holding his chest or like his rib cage on the right side, maybe?
Yeah. and he picks up his fourth foul as well.
It's quite the collision down there.
We've had a couple of those tonight. So it's 39-31 with 39 seconds to go. They didn't call it an intentional foul, so it'll just be two free throws for Marysville, looking for win number 18 on the season. But this would be win number 12 in a row. And help to his feet, Connor Gibson. You know, walked under his own power, but again, that left arm and hand is holding his right ribcage area, his right oblique side area, and looks like he's obviously going to have to check out here.
Too bad, because I've been really impressed with him as a senior, you know, and having to take the last 40 seconds off of the game, probably maybe his career, just not a good feeling to the Pleasant Ridge senior.
Pleasant Ridge has attempted two free throws tonight. 22 free throws shot by Marysville. Pretty big difference there. And this one again misses. Marysville may not even wind up hitting 50% from the foul line tonight. So when you see how does a team have a 20-6 turnover margin difference, and how does a team have a 2-1 rebounding difference, but yet only have 40 points and lead by 9? Well, haven't shot free throws well and really haven't had any guy just kind of go off. Kirkland now with 11 points in this game. He's the only double-digit scorer as we get a timeout by Marysville, and they'll have 3 remaining. Pleasant Ridge has 2 timeouts remaining. Gibson is on his feet trying to kind of walk things off on that far sideline during this timeout. Our postgame coming up, presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and commercial real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. We'll pick our player to bank on, which will be a difficult task because, again, it's been decent balance, but no star really standing out in this performance. The winner of this game plays Saturday, 5 p.m. will be the tip-off of the boys' 3A sub-state championship here at Sabetha High School. We'll be here tomorrow to broadcast both the girls' and boys' championship games. We know the girls' game is a third meeting and rubber match between Nemaha Central and Sabetha. That'll be 2 o'clock tomorrow here in Sabetha. The Pleasant Ridge ball down by 9, and Marysville's going to come with some full-court pressure. And they get a steal. Evan Pischel is fouled. And that'll end the night and the game for Walker Adams, who just picked up his fifth. It looks like Connor Gibson's going to try to come back in. 21 turnovers, though, now for Pleasant Ridge. As Gibson kind of gingerly walks back and now jogs on the floor. Well, that's good to see. As Kellen mentioned, I mean, no matter what the final score is, you'd love to be out there for the last minute of your high school basketball season. As Pischel makes the first of 2 free throws this time. He's got 7 points, one of 5 Marysville players with at least 7. And now 8 is the second free throw good. And it's an 11-point lead for Marysville. Pleasant Ridge all the way up the court for a layup. And that is Logan Bain and the timeout by the Rams. 9-point score difference with 27 seconds left. But this has been an uphill battle for Pleasant Ridge all night. They trailed by 7 at the end of a quarter, down by 9 at halftime. And they were down 11 points coming into this fourth quarter. 42-33. We do have time for a 30-second break here. We'll be back in half a minute on Kansas Land Radio.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton. Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke back with you, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell, and Mike Bitterman running the camera for the Sabetha Channel tonight as Marysville gets it in out of a timeout and Pleasant Ridge immediately fouls, but as Marysville misses about 10 free throws here in the final 25 seconds, I feel like it's the Bulldogs that are going to be able to win this game in advance. Pichel back at the line has now made three in a row and four of seven total tonight, and he makes that one. Again, it's not been pretty. But at this point of the season, I mean, it's just win in advance, right? Anyway, anyhow, any margin. And now 10 points for Gavin Pichel as he hits two more free throws and makes it an 11-point lead, 44-33. Connor Gibson handling the ball twice behind the back, stops and pops to Trey on the right wing, and that's no good. Rebound Marysville. And they'll foul again here quickly with 15 seconds left. And Marysville trying to add to this lead with Jack Lauer to the line. He's 2 for 2 and 70% on the year. So Marysville's got these five seniors, but I don't know about you guys. I've seen some promise from some of their sophomores as well that lead me to believe that this Bulldog team, even losing all five senior starters, isn't just going to fall off the map next year. Scott Brown's really done a great job building the program. And think about Marysville, is not only have they been pretty good at boys basketball, but they've had one of the best wrestling teams in the state the last several years as well. Lauer missed a second of two, but the lead is 12. 10 seconds to go. Wolgamuth into a double team, threw it away. 22 Pleasant Ridge turnovers. Pass ahead to Briar O'Neill. And that's pretty classy. He'll just take it out with the dribble. No need to add an extra wide open layup there as the final score tonight. It's Marysville 45, Pleasant Ridge 33. Bulldogs to the 3A sub-state finals tomorrow night at 5. They'll await the winner of our 8 o'clock tip-off between Jeff West and Royal Valley. Post-game, player to bank on. Final stats all coming up next here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Whether you run a ranch or a farm, it's always a busy time of the year. Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust. There are so many preparations to make for the upcoming farming season. Each and every day is a little busier than the last, and you need every hand a working hand. Randy, Dell, and Luke are experienced ag lenders and are here to help you with your ag lending. They understand special circumstances and can work with you to get where you need to be. They can visit you at your farm or in our office. Come see us today, Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell with you. Final score in the boys' first semifinal, Marysville 45, Pleasant Ridge 33. Marysville won all four quarters tonight. They jumped to a 12-2 lead and never really looked back. Pleasant Ridge got it as close as 5 in the fourth quarter, but could not get any closer. They go 2 for 2 at the line. Marysville gets to the foul line 30 times. They made 19 of those, but 10 misses in the fourth quarter alone for Marysville. Kind of kept Pleasant Ridge in this one for a little while.
The 23 turnovers, too many for the Rams to overcome tonight as the Bulldogs win it and now are 18-3 with 12 straight wins. Pleasant Ridge ends their season at 14-6. Get your guys' final thoughts. We'll have the final stats and then our player to bank on, and then we'll be back at 8 o'clock tonight for Royal Valley and Jeff West. Logan, final thoughts on this?
Just both teams came out here, and neither one really looked like they could get really in a rhythm just from the start of the game. And obviously the thing that really, really killed Pleasant Ridge in this one was the turnovers. Having 23 turnovers is definitely not something you want to have, especially this late in the season. Usually if you see something like that, it's right at the beginning where you're kind of starting to get everything figured out, see how your team's going to work and everything like that. Whereas Marysville, the thing that really helped them, and you're going to probably lose to this, Justin, is shooting 30 free throws compared to 2 for Pleasant Ridge. And that you have some a margin like that, that's really going to help you get a win. But the interesting thing, Marysville never really, you know, obviously with the turnovers and everything, you would think Marysville should have won this one going away, like Nemaha Central did last night in their game in the girls' side. But if Marysville plays like this on Saturday against either Jeff West or Royal Valley, but you have to think, especially like, say, for example, if Royal Valley wins, the way they play, that could really, really do Marysville.
Kellen, any thoughts to add to that? Is I don't think Pleasant Ridge probably feels real good about their final performance of the season tonight, but as Logan just alluded to, I don't think Marysville probably feels real good about it either. Not much time to practice, as of course these boys teams that win tonight have to turn around and play tomorrow, but Bulldogs going to have to probably be a lot better tomorrow night.
Yeah, one thing they have going for them is I was super impressed with their defense. Marysville's just, they get after it on you. They're very undersized, but they're not afraid to shoot that three, and they're definitely not afraid to go put their bodies out there and get rebounds. So it's going to be a tough matchup for Royal Valley or Jeff West, as they're going to have to get ready for some kids that are going to go after it and not really care about how big you are or how tall you are. They're just going to go and get that rebound and get the ball from you on defense. So it should be a fun night tomorrow.
Marysville wins it by 12. Here's the final stats from the Optimized Tax Management Group. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankin and Kay Onner in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel in Whiting. Pleasant Ridge again ending their season a record of 14-6. They had three guys score 6 for a game high, a team high. Devin Stutes had 6 on 2 threes, the same for Connor Gibson. Also 6 for Justin Johnson. 4 each for Chase Wolgemuth and Logan Bain. 3 points for Walker Adams and 2 for Mason Hawk and Gavin Van Dyke. Pleasant Ridge 2 for 2 at the line, 23 turnovers. They hit 5 3-point baskets tonight in the loss. Marysville, very balanced. Ben Kirkland with 11. Gavin Pischel had 10. Briar O'Neill scored 8. Jackson Rader had 7. Jack Lauer chipped in with 5. And Peyton Smith and Rhett Williams each had 2. Marysville 19 of 30. From the free throw line, only 6 turnovers for the Bulldogs tonight, and all 4 of their 3-point baskets came in the second half. Marysville didn't even shoot that many 3-pointers, it didn't seem like, in the final 2 quarters of the game. Didn't need to, as they win it 45-33. Guys, any thoughts on our player to bank on here tonight?
I personally enjoyed watching Ben Kirkland. He played great defense, and he got the team going with those 3-point shots. I enjoyed watching him for sure.
One of the 5 Marysville senior starters. And, yeah, they were also balanced. And as you talked about, the defense pretty good all night. We'll go with Ben Kirkland as our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. He did score a game-high 11 points in this win. Stay tuned for local news and weather and some country music before we return here to Sabetha High School. We'll be back on the air about 7:50, getting you set for Jeff West and Royal Valley for the 3rd time in the Big 7 League this season. That'll be on the Sabetha Channel, live audio and video worldwide at mscsports.net, and right here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust,
It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
Community Healthcare System is overjoyed to see COVID-19 vaccine numbers growing around Northeast Kansas. We are proud to collaborate with our public health partners to organize vaccine clinics and administer vaccines in the counties that we serve. We hope you'll help us stop the pandemic by maintaining vigilance through the winter and spring. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and social distance for a little while longer as we continue to roll out the vaccine. Thank you for helping us beat COVID-19. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.